providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Top of the hour news is done, and we are now back to KER politics, obviously. You know, in the prior two segments, we discussed shortfalls of the FBI. They go on and on and on. Jimmy's going to elaborate a little bit on this, and I want to stress everything that we talk about on this show, Jimmy can document, and that's very important to realize, particularly in the subject that we're talking about right now. Jimmy, you're on, bud.
Well, yeah, I wanted to finish up with what we, you know, how we started with the FBI in the first two segments and a couple other issues that people need to realize. Another problem that came out in these hearings was Christopher Wray had in previous congressional testimony said that they did not use Section 702, basically the FISA approvals, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act approvals, in order to spy on Americans for January 6th issues, because of course that would require warrants and it would have to be justification through the FISA court. Well, apparently in the hearings, it turns out that he was lying, that in fact the FBI had used Section 702 surveillance warrants on individuals involved in January 6th, and he claims that he just didn't know about it at the time. Well, there's two issues that I have with that. If you're either lying and you knew about it, or you didn't, and if you didn't know about it, this is a very senior, significant problem, a very important problem that had been identified from the previous Russia collusion hoax narratives and the FBI abusing its powers with the FISA court. And by not knowing it, you really are not justified in being the director of the FBI. So either incompetence or lying, either one, he should be out. And then the other issues that I think are important that came out of these hearings, Brian Auten, who was the FBI analyst that was involved in helping create the fictitious Russia collusion narrative for the 2016 election that caused America such pain and suffering over 3 years and really undermined the previous administration for the, you know, almost their entire time in office. He was involved directly in helping create the narrative that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. So here's a guy that was actually under investigation, both internally from the FBI and by the Inspector General and by the actual special prosecutor that had been placed by Bill Barr, John Durham, for his involvement in creating a lie, was directly involved in covering up the Hunter Biden laptop and protecting that from the media before the 2020 election. These are very serious problems and shows a reckless nature and political activism by certain senior members within the FBI. And the fact that the director, Christopher Wray, has not handled any of these issues effectively, he needs to go. He absolutely needs to go, in my opinion.
Well, he appears to be, correct me if I'm wrong, but he appears to be helping the president, Joe Biden, with every issue that could hurt Biden, correct?
Yes, he's helping it. And I want people to understand and to remember this. So who recommended Christopher Wray to the job as FBI director? Chris Christie, the former governor of New Jersey, who was pretending to be a loyal Trump supporter, who was giving advice, and he'd been a federal prosecutor, and he had actually and worked for the Department of Justice. He gave this recommendation to Donald Trump. Now, clearly, Chris Christie, who's attacking Trump on the campaign trail right now, set this up as strongly as any previous Democrat administration had done to undermine his political competition. That is, in my view, it is not only backstabbing, but it's corrupt. And that would be consistent with the power plays that went on during his administration in New Jersey and his willingness to suck up to enemies at any time, as he did to Barack Obama. And it really shows the corrupt nature of Washington and how small the world is up there and how limited opportunity there is to get outsiders to break the cycle of the deep state.
Well, it's just, I mean, from what you're saying and from what you said in the last couple of segments, I would have to agree with you. And it would appear here that what Trump really wants to do is clean out the swamp. Now, I want to bring up one thing, but I'm going to talk about the subject with you off mic and bring it up again in the final segment. I had a lengthy discussion with a very, very savvy follower of U.S. politics yesterday. Her views are very interesting. I'm not going to give any names because that would not be fair, and her views don't really necessarily hurt anybody. So let's go on with this. What we have here is we have a great example of a political opponent of Trump, i.e. Chris Christie, doing everything he can to undermine Trump's efforts. Correct, Jimmy? Correct.
I think they put, again, there's people that support the government, that support the institutions there, but they're based on their self-interest. And Chris Christie's a perfect example of power.
Yeah.
And he would be a dangerous man, in my view, to get anywhere close to the presidency, as bad as pretty much any other character that's out there from inside the Washington establishment. There needs to be a change. And of course, somebody like, you know, Trump tried, but he didn't have the effectiveness because he was given recommendations for staffing from people that he thought he could trust, like Chris Christie. And it turns out he couldn't. So that's a character judgment issue, and it's a flaw with Donald Trump. But everybody that gets put into these positions in Washington, D.C. faces the same problem. And of course, you know, Joe Biden is facing it dramatically right now with the problems he's having. And I think, you know, one of the other things that we want to talk about here in this segment before we've just got a couple of minutes left, the hearings also yesterday were discussing the proximal origins memorandum from the doctors that were involved in saying that the COVID origins were not from a lab, but were actually from natural origins. And this memorandum that came out that Dr. Fauci and others used to justify their protection of the Chinese government to not identify the fact that they had actually created this, you know, somehow in the lab. Has come in the hearing. It was clear that the people that wrote this document were very connected to Francis Collins, the NIH director, and of course Anthony Fauci, and Christian Anderson, and a couple of other of these doctors actually initially, based on their information, assumed and thought that it was lab created, but then within a very short period of time published this paper completely discounting that theory. And the absolute damning information that they believed this, but then they were given funding from Anthony Fauci and Francis Collins from the U.S. government, and inside their documentation actually said, hey, look, we don't want basically we don't make the Chinese look bad. I mean, that's how sad this has become. These people were protecting the Chinese government and protecting their own interests in order to not make themselves look bad for the involvement that they had in potentially creating this virus through U.S. funding and potentially intelligence collection. Very dangerous stuff. A lot of this information is beginning to come out, but once again, the mainstream media is not covering it very well at all.
Well, I'd like to find some hard evidence that that's true, because
I'll just tell you, Al, before you go on, because we're just about a second, the actual hearing, I'm reading this from the hearing transcripts from the Congressional Oversight Committee. So you can go and see that actually from the congressional hearings.
Right. And I'd like to start posting some of this material on our website, because I don't really know of any other sites, Jimmy, that do this. Gotta take another break. It's time for a commercial. You guys will be right back.